Mm-hmm.
Number one, from just talking to him as we've been in there working out, he has a huge chip on his shoulder, and he's been one of the most productive quarterbacks in the league since last year. And we all know the type of business that we're in. You know, when you have a bad season, the media is going to jump all over you. So I'm excited about him because he's been one of the most productive quarterbacks over the past five seasons. And he's a veteran. He knows what to expect, and he knows how to get the team going. And I'm excited about having him here. Well, I'm always out to prove something, and I have a lot of doubters. A lot of people, you know, are out there talking, and it's just an opportunity to prove people wrong. But I am excited about the opportunity. We got a lot of great guys in that room with a lot of talent, and I'm excited to be a part of it. I don't know if it's number one, number two, number three, but I'm excited to be a part of it, excited to help those guys and go out there and make plays on the field.
It's a young group of guys that doesn't have any postseason experience. When you go through these workouts, how do you kind of become that leader? Because you don't want to walk in the front door and just assume that you're going to
Well, for me, it's all about leading by example. I had a chance to sit behind Donald Driver and Greg Jennings when I first got there, and I didn't just walk in and they say, this is how we're going to do stuff and this is how it's going to be. I watched them. You know, they led by example. Once you see how a guy works and how he leads by example, you want to ask questions, you want to follow behind him. So that's what I plan to do. I'm going to work extremely hard, do what I do in the classroom and in the weight room and on the field. And, you know, I'll build a good relationship with those guys to be able to talk to them and have personal relationships with them and, you know, be able to push them, you know, to get better. I actually had a chance to talk to Maurice for a little bit, and we're excited because we got a lot of guys with chips on their shoulder. A lot of guys coming from teams that didn't want to pay them a certain amount of money, didn't think they were worth it, didn't think they had enough gas left in the tank. So everybody we brought in has a lot to prove. We all have a chip on our shoulder, and we're ready to go. Oh, man, a lot of guys are excited, man. A lot of guys glad to be here, glad to get to work, glad to see a lot of the new faces. For me, it was good to meet some of the guys that were here. But we got a good vibe. A lot of guys ready to get to work, get ready to grind, and ready to prove some people wrong.
A lot of players look forward to the free agent process. How was it for you being a free agent? Did you look forward to it?
I was looking forward to it. It was long. You know, you didn't really know where you were going to go. But it was exciting, just the opportunity to kind of, know what teams wanted you, know what you were worth and, you know what people thought of you. You know, it was exciting, and I got to see what people thought of me, and that's why I got a big chip on my shoulder right now, and I'm excited to get ready to go.
As an outsider, James, before signing here, what was the impression league-wide of this organization?
Man, the impression was, they had a lot of talented players, but they couldn't finish. They obviously their record speaks for itself. I wasn't a part of the team back then, but, as we talk today, 4-12 is not good enough. When you play the Raiders in the past, you kind of putting that win on the board already. So, now everybody got to look themselves in the mirror. We got to understand that we really don't get no respect, and you're not going to get no respect when you're 4-12. So we got to go out there and take it this year, and I believe we got the right guys to do that. We're going to score 50 points a game, and we're going to win enough. I don't know. It's the first day. I've got a chance to look at the playbook and stuff and go over some plays and, a lot of good plays in the playbook. They got a great scheme, so I'm excited to learn a new terminology and be out there with Matt and get to work. But it's tough to say right now. We got a lot of explosive players, a lot of good players in that room, so we'll be an explosive offense.
College, or get that feeling out process started, without giving away details. Are there plans for that?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're going to get together at one of these elementary schools or something around the neighborhood and go throw, get to know each other. get a feel for one another, go through some route trees and stuff like that, and, you know, try to get some time and going before this thing gets started.
How close were you and Reggie back in Green Bay, and how much of that was a factor coming here and your guys' relationship?
Me and Reggie were extremely close. We had a chance to talk every day. I used to go up to his office maybe once a week and, you know, just – you know, chat with him for a little bit during training camp. You know, we talked a lot while he was on the field and things like that. So we had a great relationship. But me knowing the type of guy that Reggie is, he's extremely hard worker, extremely passionate about his job. And I was excited to come here and help him change things around. And hopefully, you know, I can just go out there and with my play, you know, help win some ball games.
Anything more, guys? All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Not a-